Terry, you're known for your amazing work on land reclamation and the science around that. What got you interested in land reclamation?
Well, I was always interested in the environment and the importance of it, because I grew up on a farm, and so we had to be very careful about how we treated the land and situations where we had a creek running through and we wanted to maintain that as a water supply. So everything was very critical to our successful farming operation. And then I actually wound up getting into the soil survey area and just falling into reclamation as a result of that big project that started with Grand Cache in the initial stages of reclamation after the first regulatory, the acts in terms of regulation came into being.
What was the state of land reclamation at the time when you started?
I guess the term we always use is it was in its infancy, because nobody really knew what to expect. Nobody knew what they should do. And there really wasn't any guideline as to what was expected or what they had to do. So it was wide open.
Now, you have a list of accomplishments that is at least two arms long. But from your perspective, what do you think are your greatest contributions to this area of science?
Well, I think it was just sort of getting started with the basic principles and sort of indicating that you have to walk before you run in terms of doing things. And that you take that sort of global or general information, basic principles, and apply it to a specific site, but then recognize that time is a very critical factor in evaluating reclamation success. Reclamation doesn't happen in a year or two. It's a long-term process.
What areas has this been applied in?
Well, we've worked in the eastern slopes, we've worked in the plains, we've worked in the oil sands, and we've also worked with conventional oil and gas. And in terms of getting into the whole carbon balance, carbon storage, that some of the information's been applied there as well.
You're retiring today. What advice do you have for the people who are following in your footsteps? What are the important things that we need to pay attention to as a society when it comes down to reclaiming the land and leaving a better environment for our children?
Well, I think the key thing is that, number one, we learn from the past. We take advantage of the existing knowledge as much as possible, apply that in the things that people do as they advance their research. What is done has to be really practically oriented in terms of being applicable, because you can do many things, but if they're not practical, then there's not a lot of point in trying to get people to do it if it's not something that can really be applied. And the other thing is focus on what are the major problems, but also recognize that in Alberta, we are quite advanced in the whole field and the science of reclamation. And that, there are a lot of other jurisdictions that look up to Alberta for their advice.
What is it that you leave undone? What's the gap? What needs to be looked at?
Well, I think it's just looking more at some of the long-term applications in some of the areas that we've worked in, to do a long-term follow-up on many of the things that we did do, just to make sure that everything is on the right path, and to confirm that indeed, the reclamation that was done in the past is going to stand that longer test of time. 5 years is never enough. 25 years gives you a better idea of how successful it is. 40 years, even more. But it would really be nice to be looking at some of these areas 50 years later. Because realistically, it takes a tree to grow and mature in most parts of Alberta 50, 60, 70 years. We haven't reached that stage with our initial reclamation yet. It's a very new science.
Well, now that you are retiring, are you really retired? What are you going to do?
Yes, I am retiring. I'm just going to take some of this initial time to step back and enjoy things and be able to plan without having to worry about my job schedule. But I hope to have some involvement in some small way, if nothing else other than to maybe write the odd letter to the editor or something like that, but I'm not going to walk away from it. It's been too much a part of my life to just say, I'm done with this, I'm not interested. I certainly am.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Thank you, Cheryl. I really appreciated the opportunity. Thanks.